Welcome to Evan Bez Hashem. We are learning Pel Yoitz in Shem 246. We'll be finishing the topic of Gilgul. This very esoteric topic where the Pel Yoitz himself says, Va'afal pi she'eni tonu yaideya. Ve'ena nachna makir ma'gilgul ma'koidmen. Even though he says we don't understand these matters fully, and we don't know the details of the previous life. However, he does tell us, and this is something which is, we're going to learn it together. It's part of the Sefer. We'll take what the Pel Yoitz says, and then we'll see what we can do with this. Aval achas yodanu mi Sefer Zayar Kodesh. So now the Pel Yoitz is going to the Zayar. And he tells us that a person who Rachman Litzlan, he was Nifter, and his wife does Yibum, and they have a child. He says, the neshama of that child, I don't know if the correct word to use is spooky, but the neshama of that child was the husband that was Nifter. And he says that when this person was alive, it was recognizable what his faults were. That being the case, v'roi lo aviv v'yoidov umakirov shalhan nifter lahagi loy chesroi noisov shahayu yudum lahem. That it would be appropriate for the boy's father, as well as his friends and acquaintances, to assist in why he's back here in this world once again. This is beyond our comprehension. This is beyond, we're learning Emunas HaGilgul, the truth of Gilgul. That's why I'm just interrupting my sentence. And he's saying that a person in that case would tell, should tell this individual what they have to fix because they know them from when they were alive. L'maisa, we don't do Yibum Bizmanenu. For the most part, we don't do Yibum, we do Chalitza. Ein lanu, Esek Binistarim, we have no idea with these Seidois, the secrets of the Torah. But sometimes it's good to take a little scratch on the surface level to understand that there's much more than meets the eye. In conclusion of this topic, the Pel Yoitz says that Emunas HaGilgul will help a person relate to Soros and Isurim and Loyalenu tragedies. And he says sometimes a person might think to question Hashem's ways. And the truth is, we actually have an alchet to this, a vidui, dibarnu doifi. Dibarnu doifi. Doifi is du peh, two mouths. And an alchet as well, two mouths, meaning like, to accuse, Chas Hashem, said there was even to accuse Hashem of not being just and honest. And in Al-Chetz, in the Vidui, we ask forgiveness from Hashem as well for accusing Hashem. And the Pel Yoitz is telling us to be very careful not to do this. Because everything that Hashem does is just, is honest, is fair. Hatsur Tomim Poloi, called the Roch of Mishpat. Hatsur Tomim Poloi, everything. Tsur is a rock. Why is Hashem referred to as a rock? Because a rock is solid. Tomim Poloi, Hashem's work is perfect. Called the Roch of Mishpat, and all of Hashem's ways, there's a Mishpat. What does it mean a Mishpat? That sometimes you have little children say, oh, it's not fair. Sometimes a child will say it's not fair. Sometimes an adult says it's not fair. Kel emuna ve'ein ovel tzadik v'yosher hu. We have these all psukim here in Dvarim. We have to understand that Hashem is exactly yosher to every single person. So a person might ask, one second, does that individual deserve all these tzaras? So that's where this heavy topic of Gilgal play takes a play takes a role over here, where a person has to realize that even if maybe they're doing everything mamish kosher b'yosha to the T, and they can't find a way to do anything better, it might be, and that's what he says over here, that they're back here in this world, and the yisurim that they're suffering, elu hayisurim heim loy al hagilgulim sho'ovru, that the suffering that's coming to this person is because of things that he's coming to mechaper from the previous life. Now listen to this. Kiyadua maimer hamekubalim shegilu. The mekubalim revealed. She yisurei iyoiv b'yoisei tom v'yosha v'yerei lekim v'sar meirov nischai behem al hagilgul sh'ovar. That the mekubalim said that the yisurim of iyoiv, we all know iyoiv suffered such horrific suffering. Whenever one wants to discuss the suffering of a person, Iyoiv takes the top, the whole Sefer Iyoiv. And the Mekubalim say, you know why he went through all this? Despite the fact that he was complete and wholesome and upright and God-fearing, he went away from Averis, from Ra. But it's because of previous life. Say the Mekubalim, Shehoyo Terach Avi Avram Avinu Olav Shalom. Iyoiv, in the previous life, was the neshama, was Terach. And he came back to this life over here. According to this pshat over here. Some say Iyoiv never lived. Some say he was a marshal. Some say he was the advisor of Paroi. We're not getting into all those difficult discussions, who was Iyoiv. But according to what we need to take out from this, is that everything Hashem does is yosher, is upright. And we can't understand it. We have to know, we can't begin to comprehend it. And one of the ways to understand it is that Munas HaGilgul is that they were something from a previous generation, a previous life. And before we conclude this topic, we're going to perhaps go into the most difficult discussion when I have hesitation to record this. And I'm espoused that the words we say should serve as some level of nechama if it's applicable to anyone who's listening to this. And perhaps a broader understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But I want to repeat something before I discuss this last very, very sensitive topic. That you're listening to a shir. Maybe you know I am. Maybe you don't know I am. If a person has questions about a topic, speak to your Rav, speak to someone. If you have a question, you want to reach out to me, leave me a message, reach out to me. But a person shouldn't just take something that we're hearing here with this very, very, very serious topic that we're about to discuss and react in different ways that who knows what it might be. And he's discussing over here, he's discussing now, Rachman Letzlon Layaleinu, the terrible suffering that happens when young little children pass away. Infants, babies, other children, other ages. To which he says, we have to understand, this is the understanding of Emunas HaGilgul. Chatois Nu'urim Shaleach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Teileid Ishtoi Nishoma Shechayeves Miso V'Saken Sashar Isoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives these holy parents, these parents who are Kedoshim, the neshama of this baby to come and misaken and to be here, because perhaps there was something that had to be fixed now in this world that was from a previous life. And unfortunately, the father and the mother, who they are the parents of this child. And they're going to be in pain and suffer. But once again, there's all a cheshbin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And he continues with Zivugim Misa Yisrachol HaMikim HaKol Hu Miflois Tamim Deyim B'mida B'mishkel Mesura. We have to know every marriage and any premature Loyalein Rachman Latzlan, any premature death and any random occurrence, which is not random, is all governed by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, my grandfather Zetzal, my grandfather, he would say Ribbono Shel Olam. He would talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. You don't hear that so much. See, people, he say Hashem, Hashem, Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Master of the World. What does the master of the world mean? Means he is in charge of everything. Ribbono shel olam. He's tamim deyim. Everything Hashem does is pure. There are reasons which we cannot begin to understand. Kasher hayra b'sivrei mekubalim ha-mesaprim b'inyanei ha-gilgulim, as the Sfarim on the mekubalim, that they have discussions about rebirths. Be'enav yira levava yovin v'yoymar Marabu Masecha Hashem, how great are your works, Hashem. Manifles Avos Avosilonu Ashechosha Machshobas Libil Tiyidach Minanidach. And Hashem's love for each and every one of us, each and every one of us, is so great that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends himself to make the, of course, nothing by Hashem is a burden or an extension, but that's how Chazal used the term, with specific calculations to enable every single neshama to reach the highest levels. Concludes the Pele Yoyetz, Yihi Shem Hashem Avoyrech Meroimim Al Kol Barachu Tehilo. May the name of Hashem be blessed and exalted over every blessing and praise. I want to just conclude with the Chafetz Chaim. I know it's the Pel Yoyd Shir, not the Shmir Sloshin Shir. I want to share with you a very famous piece from the Chafetz Chaim. And it's not about Gilgul. It's about understanding the ways of Hashem, which we don't understand the ways of Hashem. A short piece, I'm going to say it very quickly, and we have the Parsha coming up in a few weeks in Mitzvah Hashem. When Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself to his brothers, Yosef HaTzadik reveals himself, he says two words, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, to which his brothers take a step back, they're stunned, they're speechless, but everything makes sense. Everything now is understandable, why they went through all these back and forth charades and the games and the food and the money and the gevia and the incarceration, accusing them of being spies. They understood everything with two words that came out of his mouth, Ani Yosef. Says the Helak of Chafetz Chaim, L'asi Lovoi, which should be very karev soon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say two words, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And with those two words, everything would become clear as to why Hashem did everything he did, which we did not understand. Ani Hashem. The same way, says the Chafetz Chaim, when Yosef HaTzadik said, Ani Yosef, the Shvatim understood everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that boost of a CPU unit in our brain, and we'll understand when Hashem says, Ani Hashem, as to why everything that made no sense to us at all, why it happened the way it happened. We should always zeichet to strengthen our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the lesson we want to take out from emunah HaGilgul. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is toiv Hashem l'akol v'racham of akol ma'asov.